Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And as always, on a Friday morning at this time, we focus on the environment and say a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Yes, focusing on the environment and very much focusing on the environment have been the energy and the utility people the last few weeks with African Utility Week. And they've had water on the brain quite a bit as well, understandably. Now, your high school physics probably told you that water can be taken up, dissolved in the air. So you won't be surprised to hear this. A little earlier this week at the African Utility Week, I was drinking water, obviously, as one does, always mindful of the stuff. Very nice water. And this water comes from WaterGen, and you may have heard of it, getting water out of the air. And I'm with Kai Brummer of WaterGen. We've got an impressive blue box behind us, a machine which is humming and buzzing away here, and you've just poured me a cup of water. You've taken water literally out of the air.
Yeah, so what we've got here is a product from WaterGen that is an atmospheric water generator. The machine that we have over here produces up to 600 liters of water a day. The air is sucked through the side vents, which goes through a five-phase filtration process, and in the final phase it is then remineralized, the water. It also goes through a UV, so the water that you're getting is incredibly clean, good water for you, actually probably better than what we're getting from the taps at the moment.
That's very neat, very nice indeed. Of course, there's no such thing as a free lunch. You've got to put energy in to get energy out and to get water out. So where does the energy come from?
So it comes from a three-phase power point. It's producing about 17 to 18 cents per liter of water, per liter. It's costing you, so 150 kilowatt hours for 600 liters of water. This machine can produce more depending on the humidity that's in the air of the day.
Yes, usually the humidity in Cape Town generally is not too bad.
Yeah, so they've put these in dehydration units in where they've limited the humidity in the air, and this is what it can operate. 600 litres of water is at like a very low humidity per day.
So in Cape Town, in the Namaqualand,
exactly. Okay. We produce a lot more water.
That's amazing to know.
In Cape Town.
You probably noticed that from your air conditioning in your car, sometimes water drips up and you think, what's going on? It's actually taking the water out of the air.
Exactly. So we have the exact same process here. It's basically four upside down air cons that is then filtered extremely well. So a unit like this is actually being used in Mumbai with the pollution and stuff there to provide water, clean drinkable water for people, obviously with the pollution in the city like Mumbai being so extreme. The water that you're getting out, it has no toxins in it whatsoever.
And the applications, Kai?
The applications that we have is either in a business sector, so obviously we're looking for the bigger machines to put them in corporates so that people in their workplaces, specifically in Cape Town, can come and collect their water if day zero does ever become a reality for us. We're also looking to put them into areas such as schools, which don't necessarily get running water. It also comes in a larger unit that produces 6,000 liters of water a day, and a smaller unit that's coming out in August that will be a home unit that produces 20 to 30 liters of water a day.
Literally water out of the air. And do you have a website?
We do. It's www.watergen.co.za, or you can look at info@watergen.co.za.
Kai Brummer of WaterGen, and that website that he mentioned there again, www.watergen.co.za. Getting water out of thin air.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax, above the crowd.